Last blog, I mentioned that I'd stumbled across the online current world population clock, and having done so, I think I'd like to find a way to unstumble upon it. There's no point me relating all the facts and figures ticking over on this morbidly fascinating algorithm, because the numbers change so fast and frequently, by the time I've only begun to write down, for example, how many births there've been today or deaths, the information is redundant in an instant. What, to me, is frightening is the so-called balance between the number of new arrivals juxtaposed the departures almost every nanosecond, especially with our planet becoming ever more fragile on a daily basis in terms of resources, climate change, the ecosystem, and everything you read, watch, or hear about on most of what's referred to as social media. Put it this way. Somewhere, not so very long ago, I read, watched, or heard that within a reasonable amount of years, not in 100 years, far less, the population of the globe was predicted to even itself out. I thought it was a bit weird when I came across this information, especially given that, on average, since I've been clock-watching, the rate of births is well over double the amount of deaths. At the time of blogging this blog, so far this year there have been over 90 million births, while those who've hopefully gone somewhere other, nicer than this mortal plane number a mere 38 million. In just one single day, there are around 300,000 new humans, as opposed to approximately 125,000 who are no longer with us. But wait, there's more! 43% of the Earth's land surface is populated by us lot. However, 95% of the world's population is concentrated on only 10% of that same surface. And now I'm starting to see double, feel slightly fuzzy, and want to lie down in a darkened room. Another staggering insight is the fact that the populations of China, India, and the USA combined account for more than 3 billion of the over 7.7 billion people in the world, with China and India having in excess of 1 billion anthropoids per country. There's no real moral to the story here, except maybe don't move to any of those three countries if you like having your own space. Plus the fact it's interesting to note that those places are all fairly big chunks of habitable Earth. So I guess in a way it's logical that there are over 3 billion people, almost half the world's total population, living on those land masses. What does all this mean? Clearly, I have nothing better to do than wait for the next voiceover script to drop into my inbox. Either that, or the whole planet stops having babies for a week.